This is Edwin O'Shea recording a reading guide for sections 1-3 and 1-4 of Hammocks, Book of Proof. This is intended solely for students of my Math 245 class. So starting on page 11 of section 1.3, we have the idea of a subset. So we have some preamble here that says that picks... It gives an example of a set A consisting of 0, 2, 4, and a set B consisting of 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4. So both of these sets contain integers as their things, or sorry, as their elements. And you could see that every element that lies in the set A also belongs to the set B. And in this case, we say that A is a subset of B, which is pretty much what definition 1.3 there is saying. Notice that in definition 1.3, the last sentence also describes, or sorry, the second last two sentences also describe when A is not a subset of B. And that's a very helpful thing to have in mind, because sometimes something is very clear just from reading a definition. You know, if you make a definition using a positive statement. But it can frequently be the case that one has to look at, like, you know, the negative aspect of a statement to really understand what something is. Example 1.2 illustrates further what it means for one set to be a subset of the other. Notice then with fact 1.2, again, that makes me kind of uneasy, the notion of fact. It says that the empty set is a subset of every set, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? So the empty set is a subset of every set. All right. So there's some nice discussion there that wraps up page 11. Right, and then it's telling you an idea of how one can make a subset from a given set, right? So the opening of page 12 say, this idea of making a subset can help us list out all the subsets of a given set B, capital B. So then it's looking here at the example, capital B is the set of elements little a, little b, little c. And if you look down here at this kind of decision tree, for want of a better word, figure 1.3, it's kind of telling you how to kind of sequentially build up subsets, all the different subsets, in fact, of the set consisting of little a, little b, and little c. So that's really nice. Now, look at a claim here at the bottom, and, you know, this might be a really nice thing to think about, which is fact 1.3. If a finite set has n elements, then it has 2 to the n subsets. Notice that fits with the example of figure 1.3 because you had 3 elements in the set, little a, little b, little c, and the total number of subsets you had was 2 to the power of 3. The claim of this fact is that that is no fluke. So maybe think about that over the next few days and see if that's something that you can justify for yourself. All right. Here's a slightly more complex example next. The set B, this is top of page 13. The set B, capital B, consists of 1, 2, and the set 1 and 3. So that's kind of an interesting example, well worth studying very carefully. Example 1.3 is also very nice. It kind of fleshes out many nice examples of what it means to be a subset. Some of them are kind of surprising, right? Note, say, for example, 13 says that the empty set is not contained in the set containing the set of, or sorry, it's not an element in the set containing the set of all integers, which is, you know, which might be kind of strange. Notice that the set of all positive integers is just a set in its own right. So the empty set is not an element in that set. Note it's distinct. 13 and 14 are distinguishing between the empty set being in a set and the empty set being contained in a set. So that's one thing that can be a little bit confusing, right? This distinction between an element being in there and a subset of being in there. Really well worth slowly reading through example 1.3. All right. And then that's pretty much it then for the section, right? You have exercises 1.3, you have like maybe 16 exercises, but they're all in some sense kind of quickish. All right. Moving on to section 1.4, power sets. Now I should say that the power set, with something that you've already seen in the previous section. Like, do you know in figure 1.3 again, where you were asked to list all the subsets? Well, the power set of a set is exactly the collection of all, it's the set of all subsets of a given set. Right, so you could see that in definition 1.4. Some nice examples there again. The follow definition 1.4. Again, you have this kind of statement of fact in 1.4, but I think that's something you can verify for yourself. All right, it'll be hard. And the claim is that the size of a power set of a set is 2 to the power of the size of the original set. Again, that's no different to the, in some sense, it's no different than the claim of fact 1.3. So try and tease that out. Example 1.4 is also really nice. And then, in particular, look at examples 11, 12, 13 in example 1.4, right? So, you know, the power set is a subtle object and one that's worth being careful and tender with. All right. Next, if A is finite, it is possible, though maybe not practical, to list out all the elements in the power set. As you could see here, you know, it can just become this huge set. And it's kind of a natural thing to ask as well. Notice that, you know, in the next example, that you've the power set of the natural, or sorry, of the natural numbers and the power set of all the set of Cartesian points in the plane. And the text rightly points out the power set of all points in the coordinate plane, namely P, script P of R to the 2, is mind-boggling. And indeed, that's the connect. One of the highlights of this class is that we will finish up talking about cardinalities of infinite sets. You may think that they're all the same size, but oh boy, will you be in for a big surprise. All right. Next page again, figure 1.4. You could see some interesting examples here in figure 1.4, talking about the many, many sets that are in the power set of the plane. Right. And notice the section ends up with a very nice exercise. Just before it gets to the exercises, there's a last question, which is really fabulous to think about. And it says, homework, think about the power set of the power set of R to the 2. And I would maybe add there, I would say, you know, and the exercises already ask for this as well, even just to think about the power set of a power set of a finite set. That question is asked there, say, in exercise 5, for example. It's asked in exercise 13 and 14 as well. And it's just a really nice thing to be able to think about. Okay, enjoy the reading, folks.